Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day begins with mild temperatures across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, a perfect morning to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported on an incident in southern Lebanon revealing Hezbollah's strategic plans. Despite international efforts, the group remains elusive. Also, Mariv indicates that Saudi Arabia is on high alert. Iran and the Houthis, along with Iraqi militias, are allegedly preparing to attack. Riyadh has threatened to retaliate. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights former President Trump's remarks about the Strait of Hormuz. He claims it's sort of open and believes Iran is reaching its limits. Separately, Jaytay shares a father's grief. He questions why his daughter's killer from the Sbarro bombing 25 years ago remains free, urging pressure on Jordan. And finally, I-24 News suggests that diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and Iran show no signs of easing. Here's what people are saying online. Belaz News reports that Israel has rejected the Egypt-Hamas-Gaza roadmap. Concerns about security were cited by a senior Israeli official. Dan Bermawi questions the Democrats' boycotting of a hearing on the Muslim Brotherhood. He argues that the group's intentions are explicit and concerning. IL Red Alert shares that Saudi Arabia is bracing for possible coordinated attacks from Iraqi militias and Houthis. The kingdom vows to take all necessary actions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from Israel Hayom. The incident in southern Lebanon highlights Hezbollah's ongoing strategies. Despite global diplomatic efforts, the group's elusive nature remains a challenge. This situation underscores the complexity of dealing with terrorism in the region. Turning to the alert from Mariv, Saudi Arabia is reportedly preparing for military threats from Iran and its allies. The kingdom's readiness to respond signals escalating tensions in the Gulf. This development could have significant implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses Trump's comments on the Strait of Hormuz. He downplays concerns about its closure, suggesting Iran's capacity to maintain it is dwindling. This could impact global oil markets and diplomatic relations. In a related development, JTA highlights the unresolved case of Malki Roth's killer. Her father demands action from Jordan, questioning the lack of justice 25 years after the attack. This plea adds pressure on international diplomatic relations. Finally, I-24 News provides insight into U.S.-Iran relations. Despite ongoing discussions, the likelihood of easing tensions remains slim. This stalemate affects regional security and international diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Maxaneh Hashmal joins iDigital in offering a major sale in iLoot. Discounts on Apple products reach up to 70%, providing a tax-free shopping opportunity. Separately, CTech notes the growing importance of drones. Udi Oster, motivated by personal loss in Lebanon, is advancing drone technology. This innovation addresses a crucial need in modern military operations. And finally, Mariv Business highlights a real estate transaction outside Tel Aviv. A three-room apartment sold for 520,000 shekels, showcasing ongoing market activity despite economic uncertainties. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.